Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the Health Products Regulatory Authority has issued a warning today about the risks of purchasing weight loss drugs sold illegally online. Over 1,400 units of illegal semaglutide and other drugs were seized in 2024 so far, and taking them, according to the HPRA, could pose serious risks to your health. I'm joined in studio by Gráinne Power, Director of Compliance with the Health Products Regulatory Authority. Gráinne, thanks very much for coming into us on Drive Time this evening. Will you remind us of what we're talking about here specifically? People will be familiar with brands like Ozempic. It's this type of weight loss drug.
Exactly. Yeah. So for context, your listeners will be more familiar with these. The Ozempics, the Wegovys, the Mounjaros of this world, indicated, the authorised medicines indicated for use in type 2 diabetes and as part of weight management programmes. We sometimes refer to them as GLP-1s, as a family of medicines. And what we're highlighting today is that so far this year, as you've said, we've seen more than a doubling of the rate of detentions and the online promotion of these medicines, usually for weight loss when it's being promoted online. And I suppose what we're urging the public or explaining to the public is that, you know, asking them to resist the temptation to seek these medicines online, for two reasons, really. First of all, they're prescription-only medicines, and prescription-only medicines require medical supervision, and that is for our safety, your safety and mine. So it's really important that these medicines are used in that context. And the second part is that when you buy prescription medicines online, they are outside of what is the legitimate regulated supply chain. So all the controls that are put in place for our safety are completely absent when you buy online. So by taking medicines that you've sourced online, and if you've sourced them without medical supervision also, you know, you're really putting, you're playing with fire, you're putting your health at grave risk.
Is it surprising to you that there is such a demand, given, I suppose, when people are talking about these in terms of being game-changing wonder drugs, or celebrities are talking about them in terms of their own personal weight loss? This was to be expected, I suppose.
Well, certainly they are very powerful medicines. They are effective when used under supervision for what they're indicated for. You know, the authorisation supports that. But that is in the context of a consultation with your doctor, or me consulting with my doctor, them knowing our health, you know, our conditions, of the medications we might be on, and in, you know, deciding whether or not it's an appropriate medication for us, and then writing a prescription and us walking down to our local pharmacy and getting it somewhere where we know that has safe and effective medicines that have been made specifically for that purpose. So, you know, despite, with all of the interest in the medication, you know, and the demand for it, we still need to go back to those principles that safeguard the public, which is the prescription and use the regulated supply chain.
So are these copies, illegal counterfeit goods, or are they fakes of this type of drug? Tell us about what you're finding or what's being seized.
Yeah, well, what we're finding is a mix. We're finding medicines that look quite like the real thing, but because they're outside of the legitimate supply chain, we absolutely can't say that they are, and neither could the company that's made them. And we're also seeing, really concerningly, medicines that don't look at all like these medicines, but obviously people are willing to take them. So, you know, this medicine typically comes in a pen format, irrespective of the brand, really. And what we found detained through the post and through investigations on the ground are vials with white powder, sometimes no strength indicated. So, you know, individuals are willing to give this to people to take. So that's really concerning.
Okay. And the individual then has to work out what to do with that, presumably.
Well, presumably.
That's concerning to you, obviously.
Absolutely.
And when you talk about seizures in the post, I mean, how do you intervene here or intercept these sales from online companies?
Yeah, so we enforce the supplier, the risk to the supply chain in a number of ways. And one big way is we work very closely with revenue in terms of what is coming into the country and in the various channels and predominantly in the post. So we will detain packages that come and contain any medicines, but, you know, this one as well. And that, you know, the people supplying that product are the ones who have committed the offence. But we will use that information then to inform investigation. And then we have officers who are if you like, boots on the ground, going around the country and following trails. And actually, in recent months, we have been finding these medicines as part of other detentions of other unauthorised medicines. So it's really becoming more, more present on the ground.
Are they being sold illegally in premises around Ireland or people's homes or businesses? Is that part of your job too, when you mention the boots on the ground, to actually go to maybe illegal retailers?
So we have found in recent months the physical products that have come into the country somehow, and they are being offered by non-healthcare professionals, so in a completely unsupervised way, and medicines that are not part of the legitimate supply chain, so really presenting a grave danger to anyone who might be persuaded to take them.
Do you know where they're coming from? Could you pinpoint it? Is there a particular country or place they're coming from, or is it all over?
Really many places. I mean, this is a global issue. Ireland isn't the only country that is experiencing an increase in the level of illegal medicines in this way.
And in terms of the seizures, have they been tested? Do you have any data or facts as to what's in them, or what have you found so far?
So sometimes we test product, but the important thing to understand about testing is if we test it, we just test it for one substance, the presence or absence of the product, but we can't test it for everything. So, you know, once the product has gone out of the legitimate supply chain, it could contain anything, and we can't test it back into compliance, if you like. We can't tell you it's safe because we've tested it.
The risk of it not being safe is what you want to emphasise here.
Exactly.
So you can't tell people it's safe, neither can you tell them it's unsafe, I suppose. Are they buying because of cost then? They're buying because it's cheaper and available?
Well, there are many reasons, I suppose, why people might go online. You know, cost, confidentiality, availability. But whatever your reason is, you are not going to get product that we know will keep you safe and make you better. Okay. Definitely not.
There were reports in UK media recently of a market now in secondhand Ozempic. Mm-hmm. Is that like somebody being prescribed it for one reason and passing it on to someone else for another? And what would you have to say to that?
Well, I would go back to the central point. If somebody is buying secondhand Ozempic, they probably haven't gone to their doctor and consulted as to whether or not it's the right medicine for them. So that's one, you know, big risk to them. And secondly, you know, you don't know how that secondhand product has been handled. You know,
that's your message today.
Absolutely.
Gráinne, don't buy them.
You know, go to your doctor and then go to your pharmacy. It's the only way you can be assured.
Gráinne Power, thank you very much for coming in to us. Gráinne Power, Director of Compliance with the Health Products Regulatory Authority. Excuse me.